Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah,
there we go.
Can you put my mic on there?
Sorry, I'm so used to
gone
you
one day
gone.
And you forgot.
Oh, you're always on all of
hey,
this.
Hey, listen. No, I was. I had my girlfriend had a surgery.
Yeah, everything's
and
fine.
I had to take care of her, and that's what I did. I drove her home, looked
you
after
metal
her.
Metal or something?
Made her breakfast for supper. And
so you did something a boyfriend should do.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
You want a cookie?
I'm just saying. Well, actually, it's funny. I put her to bed, and I had three cookies.
Did you?
She hid them on me, but I found them.
Well, that's the thing.
And she couldn't get out of bed.
She couldn't get out of bed
to stop me. It's
that's
a runaway
right.
freight train.
Yeah, that's
damn
how it goes.
Her and her health. She's going to affect my health.
That's how it goes.
She's not allowed to have surgery and leave me unprotected in a kitchen full of treats. I swear she's trying to kill me, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Although, you know what? She's been successful at pretty much everything she's done in life. And if she wanted to kill you, she'd be successful in that, too. Right?
Oh, maybe. She's probably just toying with me a little bit. Yeah, I can kill him
maybe.
At any point.
Kind of like a cat with
yeah.
yarn.
Yeah, I can destroy you at any
sure.
minute. Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I don't want you dead because...
Then you have to do the show
it's
by yourself.
It's a lot of work doing the show by myself.
And our management's so lazy, they won't hire anybody
no, exactly.
to replace
oh,
me.
Oh, God, no, that won't happen at
they
all.
They won't even notice, actually, I'm dead, to
it's
be
way,
honest
that's
with you.
A way to save money. They'll be like, hey,
where
that's
did Ballsy go?
What? I don't know, but man, looks like somebody hasn't been cashing some checks here. And
he's been gone for 6 months.
Wolf News.
Anyway, hey, how you doing? Welcome. This is us. I'm
no,
Chad,
that's a TV
Ballsy.
Show. You can't use that. We'll get sued.
No,
this is Chad and Ballsy, not this
What's
is
Andy
us.
Andy Moore going to come after me?
Oh, I wish he would.
Me too. Our crime rate and severity of crime in Regina dropped in 2020. The Queen City saw a 27% drop in crime compared to 2019. I mean, it's tough to commit crimes when you're all...
inside.
Locked indoors, but yeah. The sharpest drop in the country, actually, so that's okay.
So it's, we had more people... stay inside.
I guess, yeah.
Despite, that's what it means.
Yeah. Despite all this, Regina still ranks fifth highest in the nation for crime rate and severity.
A way to find the negativity, Chad.
Well,
27% more people stayed inside.
No, sorry.
In the last year and a half.
Say that.
Yeah.
Canada Border Service Agency employees could be going on strike as early as next week, right before the border reopens to Americans. And you're concerned, right? Well, roughly 90% of CBSA employees are deemed essential, and they won't be able to take job action anyway. A 21-year-old man is in hospital for being allegedly being an idiot, driving at high speeds in the wrong direction in a construction zone, hitting two cars and rolling into the ditch near Maymont on the number 16. There's video of it that's gone viral.
Stupid.
This guy's just flying through a construction zone, almost hitting people like... And here's the thing. From what I understand, no charges laid.
What?
Yeah. That's what's wrong. Like, take this 21-year-old guy and charge him. If he did it, charge him. And if he didn't, I guess we don't charge him, but it's caught on video, so I don't know how you don't charge him. My God. You know? Like... head a shake.
Yeah.
Just give your head a shake.
Mm-hmm.
The SHA is looking into the possibility of a third dose of the vaccine for those who receive the AstraZeneca, so... that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Canada's Penny Oleksiak won bronze in the 200-meter freestyle. It's her second medal of the game, sixth in her career. She's now Canada's most decorated summer athlete. Our male athletes suck. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The outstanding American gymnast has withdrawn from the Olympics because of mental health issues, says she's not mentally ready. NHL free agency kicks off today. The Oilers expected to be busy. They're going to sign Zach Hyman to a 7-year deal, re-sign defenseman Tyson Berry to a 3-year deal. They're also interested in Regina's Ryan Getzlaff and might be making a trade for Coyotes goalie Darcy Kemper. They realize Connor McDavid's probably pissed and wants some reinforcements. Let's get going. Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, Vezina Trophy winner, Hall of Famer, face of the Vegas franchise.
Yeah.
He got traded to Chicago. He found out on social media. He's mad. He knew they were talking about it, but they didn't tell him they officially made the trade. and he found out on social media. Probably not the way to go, but that's Kelly McCrimmon for me, for you, the former Wheat King. He's kind of an a-hole. BC Lions have cut defensive end Chris Casher. He had a 7-sack season in 2019 with Calgary. Bombers running back Andrew Harris has a noticeable leg injury. May not be able to go in week one against Hamilton. And Weyburn's Brett Jones, former Stampeder, former Minnesota Viking, signed a deal with the Denver Broncos. That's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
A mix of sun and cloud today at 28 for the high, 14 with some clouds overnight tonight, 26 tomorrow with increasing clouds. Still, unfortunately, no rain in the forecast, but I think we're past the point of no return, sadly, on a lot of stuff. Mostly cloudy and 19 right now at the Wolf.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chet and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chet and Ballsy, weekday mornings on the Wolf.
So, Penny Oleksiak, her sixth medal of her career, second in these games, wins a bronze in the pool yesterday, so she's the most decorated Canadian athlete in terms of Summer Olympic medals.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Our men suck. We can't do anything.
Dude, they're
why
not
do they
doing
even
anything.
Go? Waste of money.
Nothing.
Waste
nothing.
Of money. Waste of money. Anyway,
I don't even watch the men's events because I know we're not going
to
win.
Not going to lie to you. I've only watched skateboarding. That's all I've watched. And a bit of softball.
I watched some weightlifting. I watched some swimming the other day. Beach volleyball, of course. For the prep. Beach volleyball. Yeah. I just need to, you know, keep my pulse, my finger on the pulse there and just.
Your fingers where?
On the pulse. Yeah. And I need to.
Your pulse?
Yes, and I just need to know exactly what's going on.
Gee, I didn't know there was blood flow.
Hey, did Pink pay for their uniform suit? No, she did not pay for their uniform.
Yeah, China thinks Western media outlets are intentionally making their athletes ugly by deliberately choosing unflattering photos of them. So there's that. Anyway,
they're always very reasonable. Yeah.
Internet is obsessed with a Taekwondo athlete who supposedly looks like Lady Gaga. You mentioned Pink. Her name is Juliana El Sadek. She's from Jordan. God. She doesn't look that much like Gaga, but that's what people are.
Let me see.
Yeah. Juliana El Sadek.
In judo?
Taekwondo.
Jordan.
How do you she actually.
No, don't worry about it.
Anyway.
I'll look it up.
And what's the hardest Olympic sport? For me, it'd be swimming because I can't swim. But several experts have weighed in and given a variety of answers. They say the toughest sport at the Olympics, boxing. Which I can speak to. It's very hard. Being a decathlete, that'd be tough.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
You got to be good at 10 sports.
Water polo would not be easy.
Dude, that's tread water the whole time.
Yes, that is tough.
It's like if you pee, the dye in the pool turns
the
purple.
Other one that
you
know that's the other one that amazes me is, whoa, looks like McDonald on Team Canada had too much to drink before the event.
Hey, I'm putting in a lot of effort here.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I supposed to get out of the pool?
Bad bladder.
Win a gold medal.
Yeah, that's right. I had a breakaway. Am I going to stop for a whiz? And then gymnastics. Can you imagine being a gymnast and doing those flips and on the horse and all that stuff?
The pommel horse, you know.
The what horse?
The pommel horse. Oh. What is it?
The pommel horse? Are we still talking about
that? No, it's called
that. Are we still talking about that? What you were talking about earlier there?
You know that beach volleyball? What's her name? Juliana El Sadek?
Yeah.
She doesn't look like Lady Gaga at all.
On this picture that I have here, she kind of does. Look at her. Her face, she kind of does look like Lady Gaga there.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't look like Lady Gaga. Not the Lady Gaga I know.
Well, that's because you're only looking at her from the neck up.
Yeah.
She's not in beach volleyball, Chad.
Yeah, let's get a real news story going.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
On a hot day.
Yeah.
Lemonade hits the spot. Have you ever, Chad, driven past a lemonade stand and felt sad about, like, guilty that you didn't stop a kid's lemonade stand?
Not at all.
Okay. Okay, well, then you...
It's called consumerism. It's called keeping up with the Joneses. And may I say, your lemonade stand is not intriguing.
Well,
make it more interesting
you're
and
lucky
I might stop by.
You're lucky you don't live in this woman's neighborhood in the States. So she got pissed off because nobody was stopping at her kid's lemonade stand.
Hmm.
And it wasn't because she wanted the kids to make money. Like, I remember one time in Glen Cairn, I set up a Kool-Aid stand. I had food coloring, sugar, water, mixed it together, and I sold Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Ballsy's Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody came. But anyway, I was trying to make money. This lady was giving the lemonade for free.
Yeah.
But she was pissed because nobody would stop. Because just being nice. The kids want to talk to you, give you lemonade. Mm-hmm. So what she did is she set up a blockade so people had nowhere to go but to go to the lemonade stand. She said, sure, the lemonade tastes like pee. It's warm, but it's not about the lemonade. It's free. Talk to the kids. And people actually stop.
Here's the confusion. You want me to pull over and talk to your kids? You don't want me to pull over and talk to your kids? What is it today?
Yeah, it's...
You know? Like, is it the mustache?
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Joey Jordison, it might not be a name you're familiar with, but it's likely a sound you're familiar with. He's the founding member, one of the founding members of Slipknot. He's a drummer. Right. He died yesterday. At the age of 46, and, well, they said he died Monday.
He died Monday, yeah.
Okay, but they announced it yesterday. Yeah. Joey Jordison, to me, was, I love Joey Jordison. I'm a Slipknot fan. I've always liked, the Murder Dolls. That's one of his other groups that he was in, and Joey Jordison actually played a set for Metallica one time. Mm. He covered for Lars. Lars was sick.
Oh.
So Joey Jordison actually filled in on a set and, like, last minute and
he
jumped
got kicked
up there
out of the band in 2013. They said it was because of drug use, but he said he had a rare illness that they mistook for a drug use.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly. They haven't said how he died. They say he just passed away peacefully in his sleep. That's all they're saying.
Young man.
But the thing about Joey Jordison, he was one of the he was like the last showman drummer. And by that, I mean, you know, when you think of like big drum solos, I think of Tommy Lee or you know, Travis Barker, I guess, does it too. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, you think of Peter Criss of Kiss. And
flashy.
And, yeah, big flashy drum solos. Yeah. And Joey Jordison, that's what he did. I mean, he had a big rig that he would go up on and it would have of course, you know.
All the bells and whistles.
It's Slipknot, so it's all satanic stuff, whatever, right? But that was their gimmick. And unfortunately, he's now gone. But he was an amazing drummer. Like,
well, if he's subbing in for Lars Ulrich.
Well, and he's working, like, he's subbing in for Lars, and he's working at half speed. Like, Lars is half speed compared to what Joey Jordison can do, so, or could do, I guess. But nonetheless, he's gone, and you can bet that there's going to be some regrets here with Slipknot and how maybe they treated him in the past and all that stuff. But
there always is.
I know Slipknot has blacked out their social media right now because of it, and even Stone Sour has, because that's
Corey Taylor,
Slipknot.
Yeah.
Spinoff.
But, yeah.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants, but his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Keep in mind that this is a rare side effect, but they are seeing it a little bit in Australia right now, because in Australia, this is they're in full tilt mode for getting people vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. And the Pfizer vaccine, they've noticed that some of the women's boobs are getting bigger after taking the vaccine. And I don't know why we didn't notice this here, but they say it's actually causing women's lymph nodes to inflame, which gives the illusion that their boobs are getting bigger. That's not the actual case. It's their lymph nodes, but it's a minor side effect. And they say, you know, it fixes itself. But
got a nice pair of lymph nodes there. There's a way to compliment. You got to find different ways to compliment now in society.
I will say, they have never had so many men pushing for their wives to get the vaccine. They're like, oh, yeah, you should get the vaccine.
The Pfizer, though.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Do you agree with Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
I actually had a good movie out called Stillwater. It's in theaters. So he was interviewed on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah.
He was a sportscaster in the States. And Matt Damon is a big Bostonian. Like, he is Boston through and through. Okay,
sure,
he loves
absolutely.
The Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, Patriots.
Right, yeah.
But he was asked, if the Patriots meet the Bucks in the Super Bowl, who are you cheering for?
Yeah.
Said Tom Brady.
Really?
He ditched the Patriots. Said, I'm Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady. Now, they're probably friends, no doubt about it. But that begs the question, do you pick the guy or the team? Like, I picked the Oilers when Gretzky got traded. Yeah. I was the hugest Gretzky fan.
Yeah.
It's actually Mark Messier who's my favorite guy, but I love Gretzky. Who couldn't? Greatest player ever. But when he went to the Kings, I was all in on the Oilers against him. He was the villain then.
Yeah.
I would cheer for McDavid now. but I wouldn't cheer against the Oilers. Would you?
Well, it's the fantasy football effect.
Yeah, where it is true.
You don't cheer for the team anymore. You cheer for the players.
Which I don't like that. I agree. I hate that. I'm in favor of the team, not the stats. What about you? Are you going to always be a Red Sox? Like Mookie Betts left. If the Dodgers played the Red Sox.
No, I'm always a Red Sox fan. And that's, but again, that's, the Red Sox are a hell of a lot more storied franchise than the Patriots.
Well, no. Eventually,
maybe the Patriots will be.
Since our lifetime, there's no way Boston Red Sox are as storied as the Patriots.
What are you talking about?
Patriots are the
storyline of the Red Sox.
The
Red Sox have more tradition.
Well, maybe tradition,
than the Patriots. That's what I'm talking about.
Since Matt Damon's been alive, he's about my age.
Yeah.
The Patriots have won 6 championships.
No.
The Red Sox haven't.
I understand that. I get that, but I'm saying it's not like I'm not. I love the story of the Red Sox.
Well,
that's why I love the team. Teams where there have been a few seasons recently that the Red Sox have not done so well, and I still love the team because of their.
And you're right.
Story.
In Boston, it's a more storied team. I'm not going to disagree with you. But in the last 30 years since Matt Damon's been alive, if you're into winning and dynasties,
Red Sox have done well too.
Have they won 6 in like 10 years or 15 years?
But still, I mean, they're in the mix.
But it's interesting that he picks Brady over the Patriots. I find that interesting. Like, I wasn't cheering for Darian Durant's my friend.
Yeah.
But when he went to Montreal, I wanted them to kick his ass.
Yeah, there are only 9 teams in the CFL.
I know.
Like, I mean,
same
you
thing,
pick
though.
Your team and you stick with them.
Also,
it's very localized. Like,
Dressler was my buddy.
Matt Damon doesn't live in Boston anymore.
But he's from Boston.
Right, he's from Boston, but he doesn't live there anymore. It's also a geographical thing. Mm. If you live in Saskatchewan, you're always you're going to be a Rider fan.
Yeah, but if you're living in Calgary and you were a Dressler fan, are you going to cheer for Dressler when he's at the hated Bombers against the Riders, or are you going to cheer against Dressler?
No. I would rather cut off my leg than cheer for the Bomber.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Here's the update. I still haven't received my new phone. So I haven't completed my TikTok dances. It's going to get done. I should get my phone sometime this week. Hopefully, it's being shipped to me, so that's happening. I know everybody's waiting on TikTok. Their life isn't complete without my TikTok dance in the morning.
I think you're lying. I think you have the phone. You just bring this old phone here, and you don't want
exactly.
to continue the TikTok.
All an elaborate,
it's an elaborate
scheme.
Plan.
Speaking of TikTok, a couple has gone viral on TikTok. They have this video explaining that you should not wear matching pineapple swimsuits on vacation. Mm. They did that just recently. And they realized they were being treated differently on the beach. There were other couples that were coming up to them being very friendly and buying them drinks and just, you know, trying to get them to relax, get to know them a little bit more. I'm not sure if you know this, but the pineapple is the international symbol for swingers. And they did not know that, much like I didn't know that until this story came out. So just know that if you ever see a pineapple out front of somebody's house, that means they are swinger.
I've heard that about three-car garages. The middle garage is up.
So that's a White City thing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about White City. But pineapple, I thought it'd be coconuts.
That would make sense, but no.
I've been to a swinger resort twice.
Yeah,
hedonism.
Lots of pineapples.
They weren't too concerned about bathing suits.
No, and they're not too concerned about fruit or anything either, probably.
Well, they used fruit.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They were using fruit. Bananas seemed to be the thing they really liked.
I'm just realizing now, too, that I've been sending my pizza delivery boy mixed signals for quite some time. He's like, ooh, ham and pineapple. That's why they show up in movies like that expecting so much, you know? Like,
well, they're so tired from all those ham and pineapple orders. Another one? I gotta cut a hole in the box.
God, I need a Powerade. I need to get my electrolytes back up.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
You said your son benched 300 pounds yesterday?
Yeah, for one. He said he could have done a couple.
My God.
19.
Kid's a beast.
19. Anyway, what career sounds cool but actually sucks? Okay, they asked a bunch of people. Video game developer and anything in film top the list. You're overworked, underpaid. You don't get any credit unless you're one of the few big shots. So that's one that's not like people play the Madden game or whatever, Call of Duty, but the person behind the scenes doesn't get a lot of the accolades.
Sometimes it's really good just to eat the sausage and not know how the sausage is made. And like if you know the ins and outs of it, you know, like you could never play video games normally if you're a video game developer, because you would always think of the errors of the little things in it that are wrong. Or even a movie maker, you can't just sit and watch a movie or even a TV show without thinking of the camera angles, everything like that, right?
A flight attendant topped the list. It was glamorized in the past, and there are perks. You get to travel everywhere, right? Spend overnight in Honolulu or whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, you're a server who cleans toilets and sometimes gets verbally abused. Yeah. And you're in a germ tube your whole life.
Well, and the last year and a half wouldn't be so much fun there.
Yeah.
On a plane.
Okay, so they say a chef. Like a lot of gigs, your passion can get weighed down by very long hours and needing to rely on people who are not as passionate about their job. So you put out a good presentation, they take it out, the server's grumpy or something, that people don't enjoy their meal as much.
I have a friend of mine who is a really great cook growing up, and I remember, and they went to be a chef, and they said that's the first thing they realized was you can't cook at work like you cook at home, because at home you can use however much you want, whereas at work you got to worry about costs of the food, and you got to worry about what's available and what's not available, what you have to use and what you have to use quickly and what you don't. So I get that.
I wonder if a lot of chefs would eat out. It's kind of like the guy who cuts grass for a living. His grass is the worst because he doesn't want to do it when he gets home.
Well, it's like servers, right? Yeah. Do servers want to go to a restaurant after they're done their shift?
And here's another job they say or career that sounds cool but actually sucks real bad.
Male prostitute? Well,
I can't go on after that.
That would be a tough one.
Oh my God.
You'd think it'd be great.
Long hours.
But then.
Oh no, I know.
You know, listen, the clientele is not all Cindy Crawford. That's a reference, kids. Cindy Crawford was a supermodel in the 90s. Very popular.
Anyway,
sorry. Go ahead.
A vet. You see, you think caring for cute animals would be awesome, but stressed out owners, soul-sucking health decisions for them, you got to put down animals. Like, that wouldn't be my...
Who would ever think that's a great job? I would think that's a horrible job.
Oh, my daughter, she loves dogs so much. She's like, I'd either like to be a trainer, or I was thinking about being a vet dad. I was like, oh, I don't know about that, Mara.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put the dog down.
Right.
And not, like, it's bad enough to put your dog down, but then you got to put other dogs down, and you got to... crying owners every day.
And you have to help animals that you don't necessarily like.
Yeah.
I mean, not every dog that comes in is going to be cute and cuddly, right? They're going to be the dogs that are... You're like, you want me to save this thing?
Yeah.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy. Weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, the road trips are underway right now, and I've noticed a lot more people... mainly guys. Guys are kind of known for this. I think it's because it's more convenient for us.
Yeah.
Pulling over on the side of the road and taking a leak. I mean, it's the road trip
thing. There's one rule, Chad. There's one rule when you take a leak on the side of the road that everybody must adhere to.
Yeah.
You need to be close to your car or vehicle. I saw a dude on the side of the road on the weekend, and he was easily two lengths away from his car.
Yeah.
So in clear view, he's leaning back like he's laying in a lawn chair with one arm behind his head. And he's just watering the ditch.
And he's facing you.
Yeah, he's kind of facing me, like on an angle. So if I really wanted to look, I could see his schmeckle.
Yeah.
And this guy, and so I'm like, isn't that a ticket?
I think at some point it is. Like, if you're doing the helicopter, I would think that you're not peeing at that point.
Like, I'm talking to my buddy yesterday. He said, hold on. He pulls off to the side of the road, and I can literally hear him whizzing outside.
Sure. Yeah.
So, is he right? He's got to be. I think he's in that setup. He's close to the truck.
He's on speakerphone, probably.
Yeah. He's close to the truck,
Yeah, I mean, so you got to go. Like, I have no problem doing it, because especially during COVID, I was still on the road a lot. So I didn't know.
You've done that as a grown man? Last time I did it was 10.
I didn't know if gas stations were open.
Okay.
So I would just pull over on the side of the road. Now, I don't just pull over right on the highway and go. I usually find a grid.
Yeah.
And I'll go, you know, maybe 50 feet down the grid, and then I'll go
That's
there.
That's a good rule.
Or a little chicken trail.
Do you use the door?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I usually have the door open, and I'll stand right outside the door. Now, again, it depends on wind.
You got to watch the wind.
You got to play the wind. That's a factor that sometimes we forget about.
This little dash ditty there.
And also, you go right in the middle of the road, because you got to know the damage you're doing.
No, you don't. You know? No, come on, man.
And you try and make a crater.
Okay, so that's kind of juvenile. But do your part as a good citizen. It's dry. You got to water the grass. You got to prevent forest fires or ditch fires.
Yeah, that's
You got to get it on some sort of foliage.
You do. Foliage? Okay. Yeah, I mean, that'll help
foliage,
out.
Whatever.
That'll help out.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't just drop trow. The funniest, and I've done this too. Mm. I haven't done this for many years. I know people who do this. They totally drop their pants.
Well, you can't do that.
That's funny. Seeing a grown man in the ditch with pants
the
around the ankles.
The worst is for a guy like me, you know, my mid-40s.
Yeah.
You're
mid-40s.
You're taking a pee, and then all of a sudden your bladder, it's not done. Like, it's got the little, there's still a little bit left, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the water at the bottom of the bottle, and you're out there trying to shake it out.
Dad, why do you always keep a half-full Big Gulp cup in your vehicle?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.